The program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the truth. We've been considering great truth about Christianity, the Christianity of the first century, and what great and wonderful truths these are. This Christianity that changed the course of human history, this Christianity that changed lives for time and eternity. And that brought us into our thoughts for the last few days about the far-reaching influence of this Christianity. And we noticed the various things that it accomplished in the pagan Roman Empire, all for good. And so today we come to some other thoughts concerning the far-reaching influence of this Christianity. And although this Christianity changed the world in which it came, it got men prepared for another world. It was otherworldly in its outlook. That was one thing that stood out about the early Christians. They confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth, even as the patriarchs of old. We read there in Hebrews 11:16, but now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a heavenly city. It's like the Apostle Paul said there as he admonished in Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2. He said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things of this earth. John admonished in 1 John chapter 2, it's actually verses 15 through 17, he admonished there that they love not the world, neither the things that are in this world. Paul likewise admonished the Thessalonians to look forward to the second coming of Christ, also in 1 and 2 Thessalonians. Everything about this earth has a taint of sin and death upon it. Corruption is on every hand. There are too many heartaches and shortcomings down here. But in the world to come, this will be no more. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. That's what we read in Revelation 21, verse 4. This blessed assurance made the early Christians endure the most severe persecutions and hardships. Things would get better. They could not get so bad that they couldn't get better, and the best was yet to come. They knew that they were more than conquerors through the Lord Jesus Christ, as Paul said in Romans. What a wonderful thought, what a wonderful hope we have of life eternal as Christians today. And another thing that stood out about the far-reaching influence of the Christianity of the first century is seen in the explicit trust that they had in God in reference to God's plan for their lives. The Christianity of the first century was more than just abstract thought or empty formality. The impact of the reality of it can be seen in the explicit trust that it produced in the lives of those who believed it. They firmly believed that they fitted into the plan of God for eternity. Even as we read in Romans 8:28, as Paul said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And time again the Apostle Paul said that he would do thus and so if the Lord will. That's just exactly what James admonished in James chapter 4, verses 13 through 16, where he says, we ought to say, if the Lord will, we will do such and such a thing. So that is the trust in which we put our lives as Christians, that God has a plan for our lives, and we surrender and submit our lives into his plan to be lived for him. Yes, the Christianity of the first century was wonderful. As we said, it was undenominational in nature. It was Christ-centered in its content and far-reaching in its impact. Let's put this Christianity into practice today. Thank you for listening.